Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in the book of Philippians, and today we'll be reading Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2. So, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, so that I too may be cheered by news of you. For I have no one like him who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare, for they all seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know Timothy's proven worth, how, as a son with a father, he has served with me in the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him just as soon as I see how it will go with me, and I trust in the Lord that shortly I myself will come also. I have thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier, and your messenger and minister to my need, for he has been longing for you all and has been distressed because you heard that he was ill. Indeed, he was ill, near to death, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I am the more eager to send him, therefore, that you may rejoice at seeing him again, and that I may be less anxious. So receive him in the Lord with all joy, and honor such men, for he nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was lacking in your service to me. Amen. All right, so yesterday we read the beginning of Paul's letters to the church in Philippi, up to his encouragement to them to continue to live their lives in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. And in today's passage, we see the continuation of this exhortation. Paul urges the Philippians that if they are indeed following Christ, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, to be in full accord and to have the same mind and the same love. What does this look like? Well, Paul gives to the Philippians possibly one of the most challenging commands we're given in the New Testament, which is to do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let me read that for us again. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others as more significant than yourselves. When we read this part of Paul's letters, I think the natural inclination is to interpret this as hyperbole or dramatic flourish. We hear, try not to be selfish or conceited, and count others pretty significantly. We're much more comfortable glossing over this part and treating it as this vague, unchallenging encouragement to just be a little more other-focused. But what if Paul was challenging the Philippians to completely shift their understanding of what it looks like to love others? What if our call as Christians in community is to literally live to serve others? The truth is, we're naturally selfish and conceited. We like to think of ourselves as significant. It's so much easier to understand and seek after our needs and our desires and our well-being than that of those around us. And if I'm being honest, as far as I can tell so far from what I've seen in myself and what I've seen in the church, you'll never live a life of service if you come first. I remember a while back, I really wrestled with this passage, and as a small challenge to myself, I decided that I'll always take every opportunity to put others before me for a certain period of time. I would always be the last to leave at church so that I could lock up. I would always take out the trash and put new bags in. I would always offer rides, even if they lived in the opposite direction as me. I would always say yes when someone asked for a favor. I would always volunteer when something needed to get done. Now, I don't share this to boast or virtue signal or anything like that. After all, I was a long way off from really even doing a good job. And even in what I could do, it was so difficult. There were so many times where I was exhausted, where I had important things I needed to do, where it made more sense for other people to do it, or times where I was tempted to wonder why I ever owed it to these people to do these things for them in the first place. It was so difficult to count others more significant than me. But it was also one of the times where I felt most connected to Jesus. I had my eyes open to the joy of pouring out, to the wonderful life that comes from denying myself and lifting up others, and the precious reward of following after my Savior. After all, Paul himself points to Jesus, who didn't dismiss this call to count others as more significant than himself. Instead, he emptied himself out as a servant. He humbled himself in obedience in order to serve us, even to the point of death on a cross. And this mind that lowers our own self-centeredness and elevates the needs of others, living a life of pouring out in service and humility, this mind is ours to gain in Christ Jesus. You know, the book of Philippians is filled with people who have followed this call. Paul, who committed his life to encourage the church and build it up, even at great cost to himself. Timothy, who served faithfully under Paul and gladly obeyed in service. Epaphroditus, who traveled from Philippi to Rome in order to bring Paul gifts from the Philippians, even when he fell deathly ill. These people followed this call to consider others more significant than themselves, and you and I can do the same. What's one thing you can do today to count others as truly more significant than you? What's one way that you can practice lowering yourself to a place of servitude, to serve your friends, your family, your roommates? Let's go to the Lord. Let's take some time to reflect and ask Him how we can do better in this. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that you help us to truly pour out to other people, to love others more than we love ourselves, to serve others more than we serve ourselves. It's a radical teaching that we try to follow, but Lord, would your Spirit guide us in this? Would you remind us of Jesus, who truly bore the form of a servant, who modeled for us what it looks like to live a life for others, not for ourselves? And as we do this, Lord, as we get better and as we grow more comfortable in pouring out, I pray that you show us the fruit. Show us that the life that you've designed for us is not achieved when we do everything we can to build ourselves up, but it's actually one of radical other-centeredness, one where we love others just as you have loved us. Teach us this, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.